fearless, reckless, never one to go by the book, but always getting the job done. That would be none other than Patrick D.L. Jobe. D.L. Jobe has long been suspected as the real-life model for James Bond. He was a secret agent with British Naval Intelligence during World War II, and he served under the creator of 007, Ian Fleming. D.L. Jobe died in 2003 and left no final confirmation on whether he was or wasn't the real-life prototype for Bond, but now the release of D.L. Jobe's war records lends credence to the claim that he was the real deal. To find out more about the man who inspired the legend, we've called his son Ian D.L. Jobe, a retired major who led the Scots Guards during the Falklands War. So, sir, do you think that Ian Fleming was writing about your father when he created the character of Bond?
Yes, I'm not sure that it was totally about my father, because there are other people involved, because he was one of three troop commanders, and they worked for Ian Fleming during the war. But I've read my father's war records, and actually the admirals who wrote about him said that he was a fearless fighter and would kill anybody you asked him to kill, but if he didn't agree with what you asked him to do, he wouldn't do it.
Now, your father was involved in parachuting, diving, blowing up safes. I mean, that sounds kind of like the kind of thing that James Bond did in films and books.
Yes. I think probably the first safe he had to blow up, which was in Normandy, he went behind the German lines and blew up a safe. And the problem was he didn't just blow up the safe, he blew out the wall as well. It was in a nunnery. And the nuns were hooting with laughter. I don't know why they were hooting with laughter, because it was their wall that had been blown out. But obviously the Germans had put something in the safe, which they wanted.
We should also say that your dad was able to ski backwards in the same way that Bond was able to ski backwards. And he also undertook a very daring rescue mission in Norway. Tell us about that.
Oh, yes. Well, that was actually before he worked for Ian Fleming. He rescued probably 4,500 or 5,000 people from a large town called Narvik in Arctic Norway. And he knew that the Norwegians would, some of them would be killed if the Germans came back and bombed Narvik with a whole population in it. And the Navy said to him, don't touch the civilians because they will look after themselves. He knew they wouldn't. And he went in there and he evacuated all these people, and the only reason he didn't get a court-martial, which he was due to get, was because the King of Norway presented him with a medal.
Sir, you now run a hotel in Edinburgh, Scotland. I'm wondering if you think James Bond, when they finally retire him, will run a hotel.
Well, no, I don't think he would, actually. I don't think he would. It's called the Guards Hotel, and it's just opposite Haymarket Station in Edinburgh. We'll have a few James Bondish type things in there, too.
How good a martini do you mix up there?
You see, we don't have a bar. The Scots Guards Association Club, which is a regimental club next door, has a bar. Anybody can come to it.
Finally, which of the actors who's played James Bond do you think your father most resembled, either physically or in action? Sean Connery, Roger Moore, Pierce Brosnan, or Daniel Craig?
Oh, Lord.
You've got to pick one.
I think probably Pierce Brosnan.
Major Ian D.L. Jobe is son of the late Patrick D.L. Jobe, the British Naval Intelligence Officer thought to be the inspiration for James Bond. Major, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.